Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us. One of my first real jobs was selling tickets at a movie theater. I made $3.25 an hour. But the real payoff? Well, I got to see all of the movies for free and eat free popcorn, if I'm being completely honest. I absolutely love going to the movies. I walk out feeling the theater, feeling transformed, and I feel really inspired to take on the world.
Me too. I feel so inspired by movies. There's just something about being in that theater with it's quiet and it's this huge screen. So movies inspire us. And what is inspiration, Stephanie? I just thought I might say a word about that because it's something that motivates you to achieve your goals. It's what keeps you digging deep when you're really struggling to, you know, accomplish whatever it is, whether it be your diet, your health, your book that you're going to write. And so there are tons of places to find inspiration. It's not just movies, books, people, social media, you know, a lecture. But I think like you, movies are probably one of the most powerful ones and special ones where you find inspiration. And you don't have to leave your couch. That's a great thing. So even though we can't go to the comfy movie theater, we can have them in our home right now. So they allow us to escape to another world and get swept up and taken on an emotional journey. So today, we're going to give you our top 8 inspirational movies you can watch right from your home. But first, a quick break.
Well, tonight, our listeners, we want to encourage you to make tonight a movie night. So stay home for dinner and a show and get inspired to cook some new recipes, maybe, from a new book right here, The Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. It's 100 easy recipes to save money and time. Every recipe costs under $10 to make. That's for the whole recipe. And of course, every dish is 10 grams net carbs or less. So check it out, dirtylazyketo.com/books, and make tonight a movie night.
Awesome. Thanks, Stephanie. So let's get started. And our first, I'm going to start with my movie. And this is our theme for this set of movies is when you get underestimated by people. So people who get underestimated. So my favorite movie along that theme is Matilda. And I know Matilda is known as more of a kid show. Robert Dahl wrote it, who also wrote James and the Giant Peach and Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. But I love this one because this little girl is extremely gifted, super smart, really talented, but her crude and mean parents don't recognize it and think she's like worthless. And then to make matters worse, she has to go to a school with an evil bully of a principal who terrorizes them. But long story short, Matilda discovers some powers that she has and she fights back against the bullies and her parents. So
Tamara, I have to interrupt you. This sounds like the cutest movie I've ever heard in my entire life. And I'm so curious to know what is so inspirational about it. To you.
Well, because she, I relate to her as a woman because she was underestimated because of her gender, but also because of her small size and her young age. But it was her brains and talent with some love and support from another woman in her life that made her this huge, powerful force that defeated other people. So it, I find it as a person who's often intellectually underestimated as well. I've dealt with that my whole life. So I really was inspired by Matilda.
Well, I'm going to put that in my Netflix queue because I'm always looking for a good movie to watch.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. And you know what I like about your suggestion is that it's family friendly, so I can watch it with my kids.
It's very family friendly. And you will be so rooting like for her against the bullies by the end. It's adorable.
Well, I love movies about underdogs where people underestimate us. So I think if I was going to contribute a movie for that same category, Tamara, I'm wondering if our listeners have seen the movie called Moneyball. And this is a movie that stars Brad Pitt. Hello. And yes. Jonah Hill, which I love. And it's based on a true story. It's about the rise from ashes of the Oakland A's baseball game, which is close to my hometown. And what I love about this movie is that the general manager, he has like no budget, okay? But he's recruiting these flawed players that every other team has passed over. And every other team thinks that they're just these horrible people that aren't worthwhile. But this general manager, he has this strategy that's very unusual. And he's picking players with reasons that no one's really thought of. So all the other, you know, general managers are laughing at him and mocking him. But what I love is that Brad Pitt, the character he plays, he has the last laugh because his off-the-wall strategy works and his misfit team ends up being the champions.
Nice. So, okay, why do you find it so inspiring, Stephanie?
Well, Tamara, I connect to this movie because it's a story really about like bucking the system and giving them the middle finger, okay? If I can be so blunt. But you really, what I love is that it teaches you, you don't have to follow everyone else's path to be successful. And for me, I know when I was trying to publish Dirty Lazy Keto, and I remember telling you about this on our dog walks, Tamara, I pitched the story to probably 100 different agents. That's how the process of publishing starts. You have to find an agent to believe in you and your book enough to want to take it to the higher ups. But Tamara, I was told no, 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 no. Probably 99 times, in fact. They all really, when they would give me time to give me feedback, most of the agents said, yeah, you're not a doctor, so no one's going to listen to you. You're not an expert. And so for me, I believed so much with my whole heart and what my story was and what I was trying to say that I just wouldn't give up. And even though my route was untraditional for weight loss, I just, you know, I wouldn't let that deter me. And I feel really good because I showed them. I mean, I was like, I'm giving you guys the middle finger because I believe so much in my story. And I did find one person that believed in me and pitched my book so it could get published. And I feel like I've really been able to help thousands of people from around the world to inspire them. You don't have to be, you know, fancy pants to be successful.
You're the money ball of keto.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's more about like being a champion of my own story.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Our next theme is about resilience. And for that, I chose, it's a little bit obscure movie. It's called Rabbit Proof Fence. It's based on a true story about these three Australian Aboriginal girls who are brutally, it's just hard to watch. They're brutally forced out of their home into this racist government program. And these programs did exist. Actually, they exist in the United States as well, where they force them off the reservation and we're going to make them be domestics and literally physically beat their native ways out of them. It's horrible. And it's, you know, you learn about this our horrible history, but that's not really why I like this movie. It's because the girls aren't just victims. So they escape the program and they travel this harrowing journey along a rabbit-proof fence. It's this big fence they built in Australia to keep out rabbits. And they were followed by a tracker and had all kinds of hardships. And despite all these horrific conditions, they're through their resilience and their wise native ways, they make it back to their home.
Well, that sounds really impactful. Now, how do you connect to that story, Tamara?
Oh, well, one thing is my mom is Native American, and I know, you know, I hear stories all the time about how our ancestors went through similar things, similar brutal forms of racism. So I think it connects to me that way, but really the more of the connection is that they're not victims, they're resistors, they're fighters, and they, through resilience and just sheer will, they keep their way of life.
I can't wait to watch that one too.
Yeah.
You're giving me a lot of good homework. I like homework where I get to lay on the couch.
No, this one's it's a really quietly told movie. So it's not a lot of, you know, bells and whistles. So just keep that in mind.
That's okay. I like understated movies. I think those are oftentimes the most surprising.
Mm-hmm. What's yours?
So for my category to share about the topic of resilience, because we're kind of tackling a whole bunch of different themes today for our movies, my favorite movie to recommend to our listeners is called The Pursuit of Happiness. Now, this is a little bit of an older movie, so it's probably free on your Netflix or whatever network you have, Amazon Prime. You'll have to do the search. But I love this because it's also based on a true story. Will Smith is the star, and it's so inspiring. He really overcomes such incredible odds to become successful. And it's a father and a son story, and I believe it is his real actual son playing the son in the movie, which is kind of fun. But it's just so heartbreaking, the obstacles. His wife leaves him. He's evicted from his home. He's living on the streets. But what I love is that the Will Smith character, he doesn't let that stop him from trying to build a better life. He goes against all the odds and he finds a new job opportunity and he just does ridiculous things to try to be a success. I'm so inspired by it.
Yeah. Well, how do you connect? I mean, it's about homelessness. So where's the connection to you there?
Well, thankfully that has not been a challenge that I've had to deal with. But I am so inspired, Tamara, by the tenacity and his determination. I can relate to that. I cry every single time I watch it. And I've watched it, I don't know, dozens of times. But there's this scene where they're on the metro, like the BART, which is in our community. So maybe that's a connection to us as well. But he ends up sleeping. And this isn't a big plot, so I'm not giving this part away. But he ends up sleeping in the bathroom with his son in the metro station because they have nowhere to go. And they lay paper towels on the ground. And aww. It's like the janitor is coming by, like checking the door and rattling the door. And he's closing his eyes and trying not to, be found. And it just, the courage that it took, what he did to try to have a better future for his son. That's the part that really connected to me. And I've felt that way where I've had obstacles that I felt like someone's going to find out that I don't know what I'm doing, or someone's going to realize that I don't have what it takes. And he didn't let that stop him. He figured out a way. He, no matter what, if he didn't have a clean shirt to wash, he was washing it in a sink. If he didn't have a place to sleep, he found a bathroom to lock the door in. Like nothing stopped him. So I felt like that story of resilience is something I connect with when I'm feeling like I can't do it. I watch that movie and it tells me to dig deep.
Yeah, me too. I feel like if he can do it, right?
Yeah, if he can do it, at the end, he's such a huge financial success. And moreover, he proves to his son that hard work makes things possible. And that's what I like about the story. Like, work hard, don't give up, and you can achieve your dreams, no matter what they are.
Yeah, it's like the American story, you know? Okay, well, our next theme is be yourself to succeed. And for this one, I picked, and I love this movie, it's called Little Miss Sunshine. It's a comedy, although it's kind of a dark comedy, and it centers on this dysfunctional family who I think are hilarious. I related to them. And they go on this family road trip to help their daughter compete in the Little Miss Sunshine beauty pageant. But she's really not a typical beauty pageant kind of kid. She's quirky and weird. And along the way, there's a lot of family drama. But in the end, when it's totally obvious their daughter is not going to win and that her final performance is just totally inappropriate and weird, the family, and they try to talk her out of it, but in the end, she's unstoppable. And so the family like rallies around her. It's just, the end is such a great, scene where they just stick by her side and they join her in her final crazy performance and just like love on her. So
love this movie. I have to ask you a question. Do you see yourself in that main character?
Yes. Yes. I think I do. Yeah. Like, I think as women, we're supposed to fit in these beauty pageant, looks, and then we're supposed to have these like prim and proper, totally, status quo personality, and she just doesn't have any of that. That family doesn't have any of that. So yeah, it reminds me of myself being quirky and weird, but also my family being crazy and totally quirky and weird. But what I love about it is it reminds you that you don't have to be perfect to be a good person, to be lovable, to be loved, to have your family get your back, and to, you know, have six, even though she didn't win the title, she kind of won life.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like she was herself and that was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was a winner without even competing.
Right.
That's very inspiring. That is one of my favorite movies too. And my daughter, she was looking over my notes for today. She's like, oh, can we watch that one later? So already you're inspiring a new audience of followers for that film.
Oh, good.
We're going to check that out this afternoon. Well, not this afternoon, tonight. So my inspiring movie, Tamara, that fits in the same category about you don't have to, you know, fit other people's standards to be successful. You can actually be yourself and embrace your quirkiness in order to, you know, to grow big and achieve your dreams. So the movie I'd like to recommend to our listeners, if they haven't watched it or hadn't thought about it in this way, is the movie The Help. And The Help is a civil rights story that takes place in the 1960s. It's starring Emma Stone, Viola Davis, and Octavia Spencer. And what I love about this movie is that they go against the grain of the community, and the group of women, they bravely come together to tell their stories, no matter what the cost. Have you seen it?
Yes. And it is like, it's one of those movies you're just so rooting for the characters, and great actresses in there, by the way.
Yeah. But, just such landmark performances.
Yeah. And that's another one where knowing your, it informs you about the history and kind of our negative history, but really that's not the best part about it. It's the victory. They're, you know, they're being themselves to win. But what did you connect? How did you connect with it?
Well, Tamara, what I really liked about this story is that they were all so brave, right? And especially the main character, Eugenia, she was called Skeeter in the story, which is such a clever little quirky name. But she really bucks the stereotype of what women should look like and act like, especially in that time period of history. She just refuses to follow the traditional path of what's been going on, what's been done in the past. You know, not only does she dress and talk the way she wants, do her hair the way she wants, she dates the way she wants, but I really like how she says what she pleases. But most importantly, she speaks up and she does the right thing. She exposes racism in her community, but she doesn't lose herself in the process. So I connect with that. I think that's the right thing to do.
Yes, that's awesome. Okay. Our fourth theme is about doing hard and difficult things.
Well, I'm going to take over this category.
All right.
I just love to tell you about doing hard things. I think this should be like a life lesson. I know I've read this in so many books, but it's hard to find it in a movie sometimes. And the movie I want to share with you, Tamara, it's called Julie and Julia. And if you haven't seen this one yet, put it on your list. It's such a sweet little charming family-friendly comedy. It's starring Meryl Streep and Amy Adams, who's just darling. And this is also based on a true story. Julie and Julia, they flip-flop telling stories of two women who are so different, but maybe the same. Both women are quirky. They're looking for passion and meaning in their lives. So the main character, Julie Powell, that's her name, she's working this dead-end office job. But then she decides she wants to start a blog and then share her adventures cooking through Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. So at the same time, the movie kind of flip-flops to Julia Child's story, where she's alone in France and she doesn't really have anything to do. So she enrolls as the only woman in a male cooking academy. And then, of course, this might be why I like the movie, she writes a book and she describes the recipes that she creates, but then only to find no one wants to publish it.
I can see how you could totally connect to this movie.
Well, not only are we talking about food and cooking, Tamara, right. But right, two of my favorite things, and writing, I should say that too. But mostly, I really like Julie and Julia because the stories, they just encourage me to do hard things. So both of the characters, they're really going alone at accomplishing something huge. And it seems, you know, undoable. It seems like they don't have support. And also, ironically enough, neither women have any skills, which is, that's what I kind of connect with. It's like, yeah, they don't know how to, you know, do anything, but they are learning on the way. They don't let that stop them. They relish in taking on this enormous goal. and they become even more motivated or maybe stubborn, like me, to see it through. So I felt this way, Tamara, during my weight loss journey. I had so many people, including my husband, my parents, my friends, my family, they would always say like, oh, you're good enough now. You know, you deserve a break. Have some cake. Take the weekend off. You know, you look skinny enough. Just a lot of maybe sabotaging support. So I had to rely on my inner strength to do the impossible.
Yeah. Wow. And they're very relatable because they're women and they're our age and, you know, it's about their careers. My choice isn't really a character that's that relatable.
Well, that's okay.
But I still found inspiration. It's Shawshank Redemption, which I love this movie. It's just a well done movie. Stephen King wrote it. So what it's about is a man who's a business banker. He has a high position in society, but he gets wrongfully convicted of killing his wife and he's given life imprisonment. In fact, the movie starts as he's going to prison for life. And the film is about how he manages in this highly inhumane and highly abusive prison, you know, that he's living in. And what I like about it, how it relates to the theme, is that he doesn't just give up and accept it and just exist like most of the other prisoners do. He really works hard. You wouldn't believe how hard he works to find humanity and hope in those horrible conditions. Like just one example, he goes to huge lengths to get the prisoners' books to read and help them get their GETs. He had to write a letter. I think he wrote a letter every day for like 4 years to finally get books in his prisoner. But he, like, the dude would not give up, and he worked his ass off again, just to be human and experience like a human life.
I'm starting to see why you like this movie so much, because I know you're so passionate about helping underprivileged people that are struggling to get an education. Is that why?
Yes, for sure. I mean, and people feel like they're impossible situations. When you're in prison, it feels impossible. But like, I work with students who often are in almost impossible situations. They got kids, they got 3 jobs. So, you know, and then there's a lot of good people where bad things happen to them. Just like Liam, like he didn't even deserve to be there. And I think that happens to all of us. You're like, why did this happen to me? You know, I'm a good person. But despite all that, he, you know, used his just persistence and hard work to make the best out of his circumstances and to make something positive and hopeful.
I love that movie. That's one of those I've seen, you know, quite a few times, Tamara, but I could watch it again and again.
I know.
It's good. I mean, it's just so good.
Yeah. It's well done.
It's very well done.
Yeah. Well,
we have a lot of good movies.
I know.
Our listeners are going to love this episode.
I know. And I love talking about movies. Well, our last theme is there's always a way. So for this one, I picked Places in the Heart. This is a little older. It's starring Sally Field. I like her. She's a great actress. And in Places in the Heart, it's a sappy movie. Like if you just want a good sappy, you know, movie, this one's it. She's a farmer's wife. Her husband dies. It's in the Great Depression. He's left her with this failing farm. And she needs to eat. She needs to feed her kids. So she has to manage this farm. And the only help she can get is from, she has a blind guy who's boarding with her and this African-American strong farmer type guy, but he was accused of stealing. So nobody else would hire him. So her and this like misfit team has to find a way around insurmountable odds. Like the KKK starts harassing her, trying to go after this man. She goes, you know, she has a hurricane when they're trying to pick cotton. She finally gets cotton and these sexist cotton dealers try to rip her off in the price. I mean, just from every angle, she, you know, she faces hardship. But the great thing about this movie and why it's so great to, you know, watch is that she does find a way and they don't lose the farm. I'm giving the ending away, but
well, I was just about to say, I'm like, does she make it? I really want her to do well and succeed.
Yes. And that's why I think I'm so inspired by it, because And I think you mentioned this in a previous movie, is that these characters have no skills, like none. She can't farm. The blind guy is practically useless. He can't pick cotton, you know, like, and the African-American guy's got all these other things going against him. So, but that's why I like it, because without tools, without know-how, without proper support, they still manage to find a way. I don't know. It was just being, I think reminds me that being scrappy and determined can be enough.
I love that theme. I think that maybe you and I might feel that way deep in our hearts about ourselves, that we're scrappy and maybe coming at our problems without a lot of resources. So I can relate to all these movies. Mm-hmm. One of mine in particular, Tamara, that's about, you know, finding the right tools to succeed, even though you really don't seem to have any.
Yeah.
This one is just so obvious to me. It's Castaway, starring Tom Hanks, who I adore. He's fabulous. And if you haven't seen this movie, listeners, Castaway is about, he is a FedEx employee, which is kind of fun, but he ends up in a plane crash. And I'm not going to give, that's not giving away the plot, because that happens right away. But he survives and he is stranded on a tropical island. He has no resources or very, very limited resources. And he figures out a way to survive. And it's really not just a fun story about him figuring out what to do on the island to get off of the island, but it's really about hopelessness versus a will to survive. And I think we've all been there where we have to overcome the odds and make a successful path out of sometimes what seems like a terrible, hopeless situation.
Yeah. So why do you connect to Castaway in particular?
You know what, Tamara? I love the attitude of the main character. That's what brings me back to this, to Castaway again and again. He just never gives up. He refuses to give in to hopelessness, like loneliness, pain, weather, no matter what. He just has the best attitude. And that's always the one thing that we can control. I've learned in my own life when things are really tough is, yes, it's going to be hard. Like, that's to be expected. I think so many people with everything, they think it's supposed to be easy. Like, oh, I want to lose weight or I want to run a marathon. It's, you know, ta-da, like it'll just happen. But really it doesn't. You're going to have obstacles no matter what. And it's all about the attitude about how that can help you to survive. And that's really what connected me to the movie. Just in my own life in particular, I really like running marathons, and I know that might sound weird to people, but I want to say why, and that's what connects me to this movie. There's a point in running a race of any length, really, but a marathon in particular, where I believe it gets so hard that you want to quit. No matter who you are, no matter how fit you are, no matter if you're an Olympic athlete or a regular person like me, there's a point where it breaks you down and you have to decide, am I going to keep going or am I going to quit? And for me, that's the reason why I run the marathon, is to experience that horrible moment, which may not make any sense. But when you face down a demon like that, it makes you feel so strong and powerful when you make the right choice to keep going. And I think it can just make you feel absolutely unstoppable to do anything.
Yeah, I've heard that wall happens around mile 20, right? When you're doing a marathon.
But you know what's interesting, Tamara, is that the tearing down and that breaking point, you can see that theme in a lot of different areas, like in the military. That's pretty common, right? Like for recruits during boot camp, that's like what they do, is they break them down and then they force them to decide, are they going to, you know, what kind of man are they going to be? What kind of soldier are they going to be? Yeah. So it's a common theme and it's very effective. It helps you face that resilience in yourself.
Yeah. I'm so inspired by all these movies. Like,
I know, right? Are you like, oh my gosh, I can do anything.
I know.
Well, I can do anything.
Right. Well, we're going to get to a few final hacks, Stephanie, but first let's take a quick break.
All right, listeners, I want to show you a copy for all of our YouTube fans that are watching. Today's episode is sponsored to you by the newest Dirty Lazy Keto book to the family, and it's called The Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook, published by Simon & Schuster, full of tips and tricks to save big money while losing weight. Every recipe is 10 grams of net carbs or less, and even better, it costs less than $10 to make. So no more excuses. Pre-order your copy today. Links to order are at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Thanks, Stephanie. So, hey, listeners, what movies inspire you? We would love to hear from you. Email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto.
You know what's interesting about today's episode? Well, I don't know about you, Tamara, but sometimes we all have a dream, but we just don't know anyone who's actually done it. I've read stories of, or studies about families with doctors. Most doctors, like medical doctors, have a family member who was also a doctor. And the reason why they say that is because young kids, they can't imagine achieving such a wild and crazy dream of becoming a doctor unless they see it in their own life. So that relates to me to this episode. You know, you may not know someone who has the dream or has achieved the dream that you want. You know, maybe that doesn't exist in your hometown or your community. Maybe you want to lose 100 pounds, but no one else has ever done that in your life. Or maybe you want to get a PhD, but you don't know anybody with a PhD. So that's what I love about this episode, is that you can find a movie with someone who has achieved that dream. I know you can. Whatever your goal is, whatever the topic is, you can find a movie, you can see it on the big screen, and it's a powerful motivator to help you believe and actually see that you can do it too.
Yes, I that's great. And if you can't find a movie, there are books, there are social media sites, there's just all kinds of resources for finding that. And that was just one little piece of advice I have, is that maybe you can't watch a whole movie, but if you need inspiration, you can do what I do, which is I tape quotes or pictures of people who inspire me, and I'll just read what I have on my wall at work. Okay, I have, there's three people. Stephen King's most successful book, Carrie, was rejected by 30 publishers. And then I have Oprah Winfrey was fired from her first TV job because her boss told her she was, quote, unfit for TV. And then finally, Albert Einstein as a child was thought to be, quote, mentally handicapped because he didn't start speaking until he was 4 or reading until he was 7. And I have those up there because I need to remind myself that failure is inevitable. It's the greatest successes have all had failures and disappointments along the way. And so that inspires me to just reminds me that, yes, failure is going to come, and just I can overcome it when it does.
That's a great tip, Tamara. Well, listeners, inspiration, we just want to remind you, inspiration doesn't always have to come from within, or at least consistently. You can look to others for help. Let these emotional movies that we suggested push you in the right direction, because we believe in you and we know that you can do anything.
So if you're enjoying Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, why don't you show some support by leaving us a review? Here's how you do it. On your iPhone, select the purple podcast icon, and then using the search tool, type in Dirty Girls, Dirty Lazy Girls, and then click on the thumbnail to open it up. You scroll down until you see ratings and reviews. Click on the stars and select 5 stars, and then scroll down and select leave a review, and type in your review and hit OK.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com, where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.